Raw Ed, thank you so much for joining us on KPFA News. President Trump publicly defended Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman today, claiming he had no role in the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, your organization's founder. What is Don's response to the president's claims, dismissing U.S. intelligence findings that directly tie the Crown Prince to the killing?
We are appalled that President Trump is defending Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, trying to claim that MBS did not have a role in the killing of our founder. This is not true, and it goes against the assessments of the U.S. own intelligence that came up with a very comprehensive assessment showing that MBS had a direct role in the killing of our founder. So this is a sign of President Trump yet again protecting dictators and abusive regimes in the region because of other calculations that he has regarding selling weapons or some personal interests that he has in the region.
President Trump said that, quote, many people did not like Khashoggi, as to downplay the gravity of his murder, going as far asking the reporters not to embarrass the Crown Prince. Meanwhile, Khashoggi's widow is pleading for her husband's remains to be returned. What does the U.S.'s failure to press the issue tell us about the state of accountability?
It's truly blatant because the least that the Saudi government can do, the least that our government can do, is to demand that the remains of Jamal Khashoggi are given a burial, that his family is given a chance to mourn him and bury his body. That is the least they can do. And we're not talking here about taking extraordinary measures of accountability or putting Mohammed bin Salman or other members of his government in jail. We're talking about the most basic minimum. But instead of that, we hear President Trump today defaming our founder, saying many people did not like him, as if that justifies kidnapping and killing him and cutting him with a bone saw. President Trump says that many people did not like our founder and that things happen. This kind of language is very irresponsible. Rather than recognizing the gravity of the situation, the exceptional circumstances of the kidnap and murder of Jamal Khashoggi, President Trump tries to minimize it and whitewash the image of one of his favorite dictators in the region.
Meanwhile, that conversation and this visit is happening as the U.S. government is moving to sell Saudi Arabia advanced fighter jets. Why does Don believe the U.S. should not sell these weapons to Saudi Arabia? And what message does this sale send about U.S. support for human rights?
The United States should not be selling weapons to abusive and apartheid regimes in the Middle East and North Africa or anywhere around the world. And that's not just out of the goodness of our hearts. That's actually what U.S. law requires from our government. President Trump wants to sell Saudi Arabia some of the most advanced weapons that the U.S. makes. It's not just a military decision. It is also a political decision. It is helping whitewash MBS and creating an image for him as a legitimate world leader.
Does this weaken our country's perceived stance on human rights?
I think it is laughable at this age. The United States has no longer any standing in the world stage to go placing demands and preach about human rights to other world leaders because, on the one hand, the United States is one of the biggest conveyors of violence and human rights abuses in the Middle East. We saw U.S. support to Israeli violations and Egyptian violations and Saudi violations over the past few years, completely unrestricted, blank check policies to dictators around the region. On the other hand, President Trump is abusing human rights and freedom of expression in our own country. If you look at what's going on in the United States, it's not a symbol of freedom and freedom of expression anymore.
And in closing, can you speak to the broader implications of today's visit?
Implications are very dark. The implications are very negative, whether it's for the Middle East or for the rest of the world. Governments around the world can see that the United States does not care about users. The United States does not care about accountability. If they are willing to accommodate President Trump's personal dealings and buy weapons from the United States and continue to support President Trump personally, that they can get away with murder, literally.